This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 927, Insider Lessons from Real IELTS Student Sandra.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you've taken IELTS before and still haven't gotten the scores you need, you will definitely learn from today's conversation with Sandra. She's preparing to take the test again, and today you'll learn why this time she will succeed. All right, IELTS Energy listeners, welcome to the show. We have a very special guest this week, Sandra. Sandra, you are a Three Keys student, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And tell us why you are here today on the podcast.
Well, I participated in a contest about the writing section for task two, and I was the winner, and that's why I'm here that I am.
Yes. Oh my gosh, your essay was amazing. So guys, every month in our Facebook group for students in Three Keys IELTS, there is a writing contest, and the person that writes the best task two essay gets to have a little class with me, which Sandra and I just completed, and gets to come on the show. So Sandra, let's talk about your IELTS journey so far, because I think a lot of listeners will see themselves in this story, and maybe some of the advice I gave you in our class might pop up. Let's see what happens. Okay, Sandra, so tell us, first of all, why are you taking IELTS?
I want to take especially the general version because I want to apply for the permanent residency for Canada. Yeah, that's the main reason.
Okay.
I have almost everything except IELTS.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, you guys, listeners, I'm sure some of you out there feel the same thing. Like, why is this one test the only thing that is blocking me from moving on in life, right? So guys, that's why Three Keys IELTS is here to help you unlock those dreams. Because you know what? This little English test, it shouldn't stop you from these bigger goals that actually have nothing to do with IELTS. Like, you want to move to Canada, right? Like, let's do it. Okay, so let's talk about your history with IELTS. Have you taken the test before?
Yes, I have. The first time was last year in July. And at that time, I didn't practice at all. I think I just did a small research about it. I knew that I was going to be asked some questions for the speaking section. I was going to write something, but I didn't really practice. Just after I took the test, I said, okay, I think I should practice.
Wait, hold on. Don't skip over the important thing here. What scores did you get on that first test?
I got 6 overall. I got 6 for all of them except writing. I got 6.5.
Oh, rad. Okay. So you get those results and you're like, that's no good. That's not what I need. So you decided to prepare a little bit. So what did you do next?
After the test, I think like more than 8 months happened and I did nothing.
Oh.
But I started studying or practicing last March because I was having more time. I was not commuting to the office or I was staying home.
Sure. Yeah, I think we all experienced some degree of that from March onwards. So what did you decide to do to help you prepare for the exam?
Because the second time I tried, I got 6.5. And I need more than 7, of course.
But how did you prepare for that second time?
How did I prepare? Well, I think I researched a bit about the topics that I was going to be asked, more about the structure. I went more into the test, what it was about, or what it is about.
Okay.
I think that what I more practiced was vocabulary for the different topics. If I knew that it was going to be environment or something about environment, I was just doing my own research about information in English, but not from other students or websites from IELTS. I was Googling what kind of environmental issues there are in these countries.
So searching more for ideas, not just like vocabulary lists.
Yes, exactly. Right? More ideas or information. And that's what I did like for 4 months, I think.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask, did you end up writing or speaking about the topics you had studied? Like, did that practice pay off on your second exam?
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Not exactly, because I think I read more about crime, environment, and education, stuff like that. And I was asked last time about what really imports in life or something, that if it has a price. And I didn't read anything about that. I mean, vocabulary. But sure. I think that maybe some kind of information that I saw about the structure helped me.
Okay, so there's a couple good lessons here, listeners, if you're preparing for the exam. Just going topic by topic can be a waste of time because you don't know what topics you're going to get, right? That's why I asked you that question, Sandra. Maybe we'll be lucky and we'll read an article about global warming, and then the very next day you get the question about global warming. But guys, like, the chances of that are low. So that's why in the 3-Key study plan, it's not just like, okay, here are the only topics you have to practice. Practice these. Because I was an examiner. I know that you don't just get certain topics on the exam. So on the study plan for 3-Key IELTS, guys, we encourage you to develop that culture of thinking, which is a phrase Lindsay and I love. It's gathering ideas and information from the world, not just focusing on specific topics. Because again, you don't know what you're going to get. So you put in some preparation, though, on your own. And I think the time you spent learning about the test structure, right, like what happens on the speaking test, that certainly helped increase your overall score by half a band, right, just knowing what's on the test. But you get your results back a second time. What did you think when you saw those scores?
I don't know how can I explain. I felt really bad because spent 4 months reading, kind of practicing, but not very in detail, I think. But it is frustrating because you just spend time and you don't get what you want.
Oh, for sure. Of course that's frustrating. I mean, oh my gosh, like, just saying that it's a language test, right? A test of English. What does that mean? How many parts of the language are there? You know what I mean? Like, that means a billion things, from reading to grammar to vocab. So trying to prepare for all of these things you're tested on by yourself with no guidance is impossible. Like, it's really impossible, you guys. Okay, so tell us, is that what made you decide to get into 3-Key IELTS? Is like, the second frustration, and you're like, okay, I need some help.
That's the reason I said, I think I need professional help. And I had already seen your YouTube profile, your YouTube channel.
Awesome.
I like you because you are very energetic.
I'm excited about IELTS.
And that motivates me. And I said, okay, cool. I'm going to follow Jessica.
Yay, that's awesome. Okay, so fantastic. So that brings us up to sort of the present day where you've been studying Three Keys IELTS, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us some insight that the course has given you so far? I mean, have there been surprises? Like, did you learn something in Three Keys IELTS that surprised you and you're like, oh, of course, like I wish I knew that before?
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you can see yourself in Sandra's story, the wasted time, the frustration, then you need to be a Three Keys student. Stop wasting time, guys. I want you to feel confident on your next IELTS test, and I want your next IELTS exam to be your last. So sign up now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
What really surprised me, I think it was more about the writing, because, for example, in your course, you say about the importance for the body paragraphs. Mm-hmm. And now that I think about what I was writing before that, sometimes my introductions were longer than my first body paragraphs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So can you tell us why students should not do that? Why should the introduction not be longer than the other paragraphs?
Well, what I believe is, or what I understood based on the course, is that that's the section where you put the more important information and where you are able to develop more type of structures that, mm-hmm. that will increase your score.
Exactly, Sandra. Exactly. See, I just quizzed you and you passed. Good job. So guys, yeah, exactly. It all comes back to strategy. It all comes back to what is the examiner looking for? What is my score based on? Let's do that. So don't waste time on things that don't help your score. And you know what, listeners, the introduction, that's not what your score is based on, right? Like, it's important. You have to have an introduction for sure. And we tell you exactly what to put in the introduction in our essay templates, but it should be short and sweet and to the point, right? Very functional, because your task score, your cohesion coherence score, that's going to be increased in the body. So that's where we want to spend most of our time. Okay, great. So Sandra, again, the reason why you're here is because you wrote the best essay. It was amazing. The question this month, students, was about why are people not feeling a part of their community, right? They're not getting personal interactions and relationships with other people. Why is that? Why is this important? So I love giving you guys this question because it was a mixed essay question. It wasn't clearly an argument, not clearly problem solution, right? So you guys had to think about how to structure this essay. And Sandra, yours was amazing, like definitely 7 and higher for that essay. One of the sentences, for example, one of the phrases, you were like, this undoubtedly leaves one undoubtedly prone to isolation. Prone to isolation, like two band 7 and higher vocab words in one phrase. So can you tell us how you have improved your vocabulary?
I think that what was really useful for me was reading. I was trying to find some resources with information from natives. I mean, maybe a magazine, yes, or journalists. And that's where you can see like a really good application of words or phrases. And that's
exactly
what had helped me.
Yeah, so, and that's a strategy that you carried over from your previous preparation, which I do think you should keep. That is an excellent habit. Guys, the reason why Sandra's vocabulary is so amazing is not because she's memorizing a list of words. Like, you never did that, Sandra, right? You always took the harder but more effective route of seeing words in context, right? Seeing how natives use these amazing words and then trying to use them yourself. So do you have any process for making yourself learn and use new vocabulary?
Yes, I think that it really helps if you write complex sentences because you see the application of the word. And if you only write down a word, you don't really know how it can be combined with others.
Yes.
That's what helps, I think.
Exactly. No, totally. And that's part of your vocabulary score, right? Like using the word appropriately. If you just memorize a word by itself, you don't know how to use it. What if it has a collocation with a preposition? What if like it only goes in this one phrase and natives don't use it at any other time? If you don't know that, you're going to use the word wrong. And you'll still get a 6, even though you memorized this awesome word. It's not going to help your score unless you know how to use it. Okay, Sandra, do you have any last tips for improving writing for our listeners?
I think that it's only that they should find maybe some information about the general topics and analyze really the structures that are used in that type of information. I don't know, I would say that the course was really useful for me. It helped me to see other things that maybe they don't have to do with English, but it is focused on what the examiners pay attention to in the evaluation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because how are you going to know what the examiner is looking for? Can you give us one thing that you learned that the examiner is looking for in your writing?
Yes, I was, I think that I analyzed this type of complex sentences that I was telling you, mm-hmm. that relative clauses, participle clauses, the combination of them.
Yes.
To make a sentence a bit more complex or academic.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, guys, if you want a 7 or higher for grammar, you have to use complex, compound, and simple sentences. So we need to use all three structures if we're going to get a 7 or higher. For more information on that, guys, Aubrey and I did an amazing grammar series early on in the year, a 10 episode grammar series. So definitely check that out, guys. And also if you're ready to stop feeling frustrated and just like spending hours online believing you're studying for IELTS, but not certain you're studying for IELTS because you don't know what to do. Guys, just get into 3 Keys IELTS. We have everything prepared and waiting for you. If you're taking the computer version, the paper version, general, academic, it's all there, guys. Check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Sandra, congratulations again. Thank you for coming on the show and schedule your IELTS test in the next 30 days, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
for having me.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.